do not use the gospel as a weapon. And I think that's one of the dangers in political speech. You can see how Christianity can be used as kind of a mascot for different movements. And then when the church, as a famous priest once said, when the church marries the spirit of the age, she soon becomes a widow in the next. Mm. And he was just reminding us the importance of how, in many ways, as Christians and as Catholics, we are called, yes, we are in the midst of this world, but we are called, in some sense, to live above it, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It makes perfect sense.
I think, to your point, and the line that's been taken out and put in the news is using the gospel, don't use the gospel as a weapon. That seems like the go-to weapon of choice for a lot of nominally Christian people, particularly politicians. And it's good to be reminded that the gospel, when preached and discussed in its what it is at its core, is not a weapon to just win an argument or give, you know, support your opinion on, you know, insert the cause of the day. But really, it's a call of conversion, and it doesn't look a lot of times like the weapon that they are making it into, right?
Exactly. It, you know, the great Father Driscoll, and I, when we used to do that wonderful show, Water Cooler Catechism, we would do episodes on the moral life in the public square. And based off of, you know, just somebody that both he and I admired greatly, the late great Father Richard John Newhouse, the founder of First Things, who I had the privilege of meeting some years ago, politics must never inform our morality. Morality must always shape our politics. Mm-hmm. That was a great line that Father shared when we were talking about the moral life in the public square, is the fact that the church's moral teaching, because it's founded not on, and Cardinal Dolan, by the way, just said this the other day in a video he released, it's not founded upon faith. In other words, the church's public teaching, its moral teaching in the public realm, abortion, for example, right? These issues do not depend upon thus saith the Lord. Now, can we bring in thus saith the Lord? Absolutely. But fundamentally, they're human issues. They're things that we can know by our access to the natural law, to the natural realm. And so usually when people hide behind the gospel for political aims, it's always easy to get seduced by politics, political power, political control, and to think that every answer, quote unquote, is a political answer. And that's not true. And that's always going to lead to short-term, maybe victory, but really long-term disaster for the church. We have to be leaven.